This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Fun comes with a convention. An Acorn Canada's convention for the members, Sunday is their fun day. The afternoon was spent door-knocking in Oshawa's neighborhoods and getting petition signatures to support housing demands that will be part of the coming actions. More than 600 were gathered in a matter of hours. When everyone returned, it was time to prepare for the much-awaited evening sessions, labeled a gala banquet on the agenda. Most of the members dress up in one way or another, but after dinner, first comes business, as always in Acorn events. There was a video from the head of the National Democratic Party, NDP, a frequent guest in recent years. Another expression of support and solidarity came from the head of the Canadian Labour Congress, the National Workers' Federation, long an ally. There was a rip-roaring speech from the head of the Ontario NDP. Her call for more affordable housing brought everyone to their feet in applause. The members enjoyed hearing from the head of Acorn in England and a short clip of 20th anniversary birthday greetings from many of Acorn International's affiliates around the world. Marva Burnett then made remarks and narrated a PowerPoint that updated all the members about Acorn's work around the world, its various projects, expansion program, and more, which excited the members. The meal was hearty, the speeches were serious. Then comes the fun, and everyone was ready. First, a longtime Toronto member won the $500 raffle to everyone's delight and had to be hustled from outside where she'd gone to have a smoke. Raffle ticket sales had financed many a member's trip to Oshawa, so it worked out well. The highlight was the fashion show. Some history should come first. In the U.S. and its many conventions, there was a banquet and speeches just like this one, and there would be a band or DJ. Many Acorn Canada conventions had followed a similar routine. In a surprise at the last convention, Alejandro Ruiz, now the chair in Canada, called for a fashion show, which turned out to be hilarious and a crowd favorite. This time it was on the agenda, and boy, were the members ready to rock. When the music started and Alejandro announced the location of the runway in front of the stage, at first she asked for 5 participants, but suddenly there was a line of 50 or more snaking down the floor of people ready to strut their stuff. Where sometimes the dancing in old conventions was a little stilted like a bad high school sock hop, this one brought the house down because all the members, long versed in TV fashion shows, put on the dog. They shimmied, shaked, twirled, and danced in their outfits. One wore a diving mask. Others wore the finery from their home countries. People laughed, watched on their feet, and applauded every participant, old and young. As Emma Goldman famously counseled, she didn't want a revolution if there wasn't dancing. In Acorn's new revolution, there will be dancing, it turns out, and our people were dressed to the nines. This is Wade Brathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.